This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Miracle drugs can't be stopped. Like it or not, vaccines that have dealt with killing and crippling scourges like typhoid and polio and took measles off the list for most are a medical marvel. Somehow, they've been caught up in political division and conspiracy. We'll see how all that works out. The U.S. is now denying life-saving medicines around the developing world with the retreat and dismantling of the Agency for International Development and participation in World Health Organization programs. Kennedy's ruthless program of gutting vaccines necessary for public health has galloped forward with the help of madcap ideologues on advisory committees at Health and Human Services, but are so unpopular that the Trump administration has dialed his efforts back until the midterm elections are over in November. There are other miracle drugs among us from the experiences of doctors and researchers. Take the surge in popularity of these new weight loss drugs, or GLP-1s. All the results aren't in yet, of course. There are questions about whether the loss is permanent or requires lifetime medication. The drugs don't stop hunger, but moderate it, having a decided impact, but still requiring some willpower and operator impact and error. This isn't all, though. Because of the way this classification of drugs work, they may be useful in attacking other health maladies. A University of Washington report argues that GLP-1 receptor agonists like Ozempic and Wegovy show significant potential in reducing cardiovascular risk, heart attack, stroke, treating fatty liver disease, mitigating addiction, lowering inflammation, and slowing cognitive decline like Alzheimer's. These drugs are also being studied for treating chronic kidney disease, sleep apnea, and osteoarthritis. Heck, even if half of that plays out, it could make a huge difference for millions. This isn't the only drug with miracle potential. Mifepristone is hard to pronounce, but has turned women's ability to deal with unwanted pregnancies upside down, even against the headwinds of ongoing fierce opposition by anti-abortion advocates. Available via telemedicine and mail, many women are able to access this drug even in states with stiff laws forbidding abortion, making this all the more contentious. These advocates have a problem. Mifepristone may also have the ability to make a huge difference for women past the issue of pregnancy. In an article in Ms. Magazine, the gauntlet was laid down clearly. The drug has many other uses, especially for women. Mifepristone functions as a synthetic hormone that adheres to progesterone receptors in the body, blocking the hormone's action and preventing the negative effects it can sometimes have when it stimulates the growth of uterine fibroids or certain cancer cells. Mifepristone also blocks glucocorticoid receptors, meaning hormones such as cortisol cannot attack and suppress the immune system, increase blood glucose levels, or cause stress leading to depression. As a result, mifepristone has shown potential in treating a striking range of ailments, including fibroids, breast cancer, depression, endometriosis, and maybe even other autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. Add up all of the potential beneficial applications of these two drugs, and it is impossible to believe that there's any way of preventing people from accessing them through their doctors, one way or another. When miracles are available, where there's a will, there's a way. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.